time that we check the weather quickly. Tonight's going to be mainly cloudy, although it will be dry, with temperatures falling to 10 degrees centigrade, 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Today will be cloudy with rain in places, becoming heavier as the day progresses. Temperatures will be cool, 19 degrees centigrade, 66 degrees Fahrenheit, and the winds will apparently freshen. The outlook for tomorrow, or today, whichever it is. Oh, Tuesday, that's right, that's the day after. Changeable, with rain at times and sunny intervals. And these are a group called Giant Sunflower, about whom I know absolutely nothing. Giant Sunflower, February Sunshine. Sounds like they're going to start sort of chuckling at any moment, very happy. Anyway, sometime after this record, we'll be transferring back to our original home, you see, so there'll be strange noises. Anyway, these are the Shadows of Night, and this is called the Light Bulb Blues.
I got no help.
back in the perfumed garden, everything's under control again, or appears to be. Back in the original little room, you see, which is where I feel at home. I have the incense going and everything, and all the lights off, or most of the lights off, and I sit in here and weave strange spells in my own mind, and perhaps in yours too, to a certain extent. Here are the Rolling Stones, and this is something that sums it all up, I suppose, from all of us out here on the ship. We love you. obviously a record for the gods, that, and it'll be released, I don't know, in a week or so, I suppose. We've had it out here for 10 days, you know, and this week's music papers, which have managed to, in some extraordinary way, completely overlook the closing down of Radio London, except for a couple of brief lines, you know, in jest, mainly. Anyway, they're saying, you know, that they've just heard this record and how marvellous it is and how much you're all going to enjoy it when you finally get to hear it yourselves in about a week. Here are Moby Grape, and this is called Changes. Changes from that LP, which was lent to us by Chris Houston. Many thanks. A lot of people, you know, in the letters we've been getting, have been saying how sad they were that the Perfume Garden was going off the air. And in some ways it is sad, but overall, actually, if you consider the sort of the whole thing, it's rather a joyous occasion, because it's just going to be like one letter, you know, from one word dropping out of The Hobbit, you know, the whole book. And it'll still make sense without it, you know. And it's just a very minor thing, just a very small part of it. Very, very tiny, insignificant fragment of the whole picture. And the whole picture is the important thing. And the whole picture is what we've got to get involved with. And we've got to get very deeply into it. And because there are so many beautiful things that are going to come out, that are going to work out. And all the bad scenes, all the things that have been good lately, that have turned sour, have come up for the best in the long run, like the moving of UFO from Tottenham Court Road to the Roundhouse, which I understand has proved to be a great success. And things like this, and things go downhill, and they come back up again. And every time they go down, when they go back up, they go higher and higher and higher than they were before. You wait and see. Something beautiful is going to happen, and we're all going to be involved in it together. Splendid. Here's Jeffrey Prowse with our song. I love it, and that's called the Perfume Garden Blues, or John Peel's Lament. And one of the things that I should be able to do, you see, as a result of this, is to go and see Jeffrey and talk to him, you know, and visit with him somewhere in Hertfordshire, and that'll be very beautiful, something nice to be able to do. And very possibly, I hope there's a chance that I'll be able to come and visit you or meet you or something, because you must understand that I love you.
Will advertise threepence extra on everything. Tonight, at noon, children from happy families will be sent to live in the home. Elephants will tell each other human jokes. America will declare peace on Russia. World War I generals will sell puppies in the streets on November the 11th. The first daffodils of autumn will appear when the leaves fall upwards to the trees. Tonight, at noon, pigeons will hunt cats through city backyards. Hitler will tell us to fight on the beaches and on the landing fields. tunnel full of water will be built under Liverpool. Pigs will be sighted flying in formation over Wootton, and Nelson will not only get his eye back, but his arm as well. White Americans will demonstrate for equal rights in front of the Black House. And the monster has just created Dr. Frankenstein. Songs are being sung by real folk. Art galleries are closed to people over 21. Poets get their poems in the top 20. Politicians are elected to insane asylums. There's jobs for everyone and nobody wants them. In back alleys everywhere, teenage lovers are kissing in broad daylight. In forgotten graveyards everywhere, the dead will quietly bury the living, and you will tell me you love me.
Adrian Henry. And Adrian Henry with the scouse guitar of Andy Roberto. You see, some of that's already coming true. Poets are getting their poems into the top 20, aren't they? I mean, look at the lists and things, you know, and see how many of the things up there are really poems just set to music, or music set to poems, or one or the other. Anyway, here's Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band, and a thing with the incredibly beautiful and lyrical title of Abba Zabba. Just outside Cairo, I think.
I think
Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band are marvellous. I've really done a lot of people down there. Fantastic sound, very strange voice he has. I think he must have been originally intended for another planet, as a matter of fact. But anyway, that's an LP called Safe as Milk, which definitely isn't, actually. And even the inner sleeve of the thing is magnificent. It's all tied up with the Family Dog Organization of San Francisco. You know, have so many of these superb groups, and it's got... it's just a marvellous thing. You must have it, as a matter of fact. It says, may the baby Jesus shut your mouth and open your mind, which is their motto, you see. Here's the Jimi Hendrix Experience and a Tony Hall Enterprise thing. Expediently during the next few weeks. Here's Roy Harper and the title song from his LP, Sophisticated Beggar.
Living underneath your summer day. blessings and count all the money I'm accumulated on my way.
Oops.
Excuse me, that's Roy Harper. That's the thing called Sophisticated Beggar, and that's the title song of his LP on Strike, which is no longer available. The label is called Strike, TT, said he, explaining. And the mad laughter in the background are engineers who are busy dropping things and destroying property, which of course isn't theirs. Here's our essential nocturnal rave for this evening from the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Interesting. I've got the Grateful Dead LP in front of me, and they seem to call themselves collectively Skjelifetti, which is an extraordinary name. It's like the Rolling Stones used to call themselves Nanka Felge when they wrote. So here's a composition by Skjelifetti, and it's called Cold Rain and Snow.
Thank you.
Snow from the Grateful Dead, and I understand that they had to record this record in sort of a couple of hours almost, because Warner Brothers wanted to get what they called a psychedelic record, you see, onto the market as quickly as they possibly could. So that may explain the fact that the LP is, I think, in many ways rather disappointing. So what I have to do is wait and see what the Grateful Dead do next, and then that should be an indication of what they're really like. Here's a record that actually Kenny Everett played for the first time on Radio London and introduced me to, really, because I never bothered to listen to it all that closely before, and it's become one of the favourite records in the Perfume Garden. And incidentally, don't forget to listen to Kenny, because he'll try and tell you basically what's going on. This is The Castle from Love. Should be really. Those are Love from the LP Da Capo, and I read somewhere that Love have disbanded as a group, which would be a great pity if they have. I don't know, you hear so many strange rumours about them, and they're very strange people in themselves too. Here's Mark Bolan again with a record that he recorded some time ago, I'm not exactly sure when. It's called The Wizard.
Back on the floor, till the sunlight in his
sky. That was the end, you see. Do you mind? Right in my ear. That was Mark Bolan, and that was called The Wizard. What a night tonight is proving to be. I thought, you know, I'll do a nice, quiet, peaceful show, you know, and just talk and chat and carry on and everything. Has been a madhouse over here, people running in and out, and things being dropped and broken, and me just sitting here trying to ignore it. Slam the door, go ahead, it's all right. It's like Grand Central Station, it's unbelievable. Anyway, here are the Incredible String Band, and this is called the Mad Hatter's Song, which is singularly appropriate for our environment right now, I think.
Because of spring, how could you not find contentment in the time of riddling reasons in this land of the blind? By the joke of fate alone, it's sure that as the loved hand leaves you, you clutch for the slipstream, the realness to find. Till you die, my poor little man. For Jesus will stretch out his hand no more. But in the south is many a waving tree. And if you cry, you know you'd fill a lake with tears. Still wouldn't turn back the years. This city has took you, Mad Hatter's on my mind. So sad, sad to see the way. People that I knew that had either fell or faltered, Mad Hatter's on my mind. And you must have to see clear sometime. The problem child still juggling with his brain. Gives his limping leopard vision to the miser in his veins. Within the ruined factory is the normal soul insane. As he sets the sky beneath his heel and learns I am the archer, the lover of laughter, and mine is the arrow to fly. I am the archer, and my eyes yearn after the unsullied sight. sympathy and fate be kind. In the rumbling and trundling rickshaw of time, hooked by the heart to the king, fisher's line, I will set my one eye for the shores of the
released this year, the 5,000 Spirits or the Layers of the Onion, the incredible string band, and that was called the Mad Hatter song, and behind me, squadrons of engineers operating with the easy grace of an avalanche. We've got a record's B-side of the new one by Traffic, and it's rather exciting because it has no name at all, actually nothing written on the label, and actually there may not even be any music on there. We'll find out by playing it, though. Traffic anyway, and it's the B-side of their latest single. 5 minutes before three in the Perfume Garden, we still got 2 hours and 35 minutes of music left to go. Here's Jackson C. Frank, and this is called Milk and Honey.
Yes and no. Are they?
Staple diet in the perfume garden, except of course for the dibblers who have to have the nectar of flowers. And if you choose, you know, if you prefer the nectar of flowers, you're probably allowed to have that too. Here is Tomorrow, and this is called My White Bicycle.
Darkness, we still
Tomorrow, or that was Tomorrow or something, and My White Bicycle.